so much, Mahin. That's actually a perfect segue into our last speaker, Nazia, who is going to be talking about resistance strategies and paths forward and what we can do. Nazia Ashraful is a committed advocate for minority populations and women's rights. She was formerly the Legislative Affairs Coordinator of Neural Pro-Choice Massachusetts, where she focused on government relations. She has a sound understanding of the inner workings of the Massachusetts State House and the necessary steps to turn a community concern into a solution in the form of a law on the governor's desk. Ms. Ashraful holds a Master's of Public Health from Boston University, where she specialized in minority women's reproductive health, and a Bachelor from Drake University, where she was president of the Muslim Students Association. Please join me in welcoming Nazia.
Okay, so I'm given the task of giving you good news and making you all happy. Yeah. I feel like I'm not hard to leave me here, but I'm really energized, and I'm going to try my very best to do that. I told Aisha before we started tonight that it was her job to inspire me, and she actually ended up doing that with her story about Brookline and her experiences as a student there. I was actually at Brookline High this morning. They were having their annual Day of Courage, and so on this day, students of different minority groups puts together like these assemblies where they have panels of people from across the state that are advocates and just people from different minority groups. And this year was the first year that they're having one of people of Muslim faith. And so I was there with a bunch of other really cool advocates from the state, and it was really interesting being in a room with high schoolers, college students, and professionals like myself. And I was just remembering and thinking about while these ladies were talking that the students in high school today grew up in a post 9/11 world. Like they have never known a world that isn't this post 9/11 heavy surveillance type of atmosphere. And I've always wondered if if these students would be kind of numb to it and not really realize it exists. But it was both exciting but also disheartening to see that there was still a lot of anger in these students, because they do realize that something isn't right, and they do realize that just because, they identify as a certain faith, that they are treated differently and they're seen as differently. While that was, again, disheartening, it was, really cool to see them turning that into really cool actions, such as, the Day of Courage that they had. So, as was said, like, there's a lot of resilience going on, and I have a lot of hope for the youth that are coming up and are coming into, college age now. I think we have a lot to look forward to in terms of, what is going to be seen as the quote-unquote new America. So, some action items I'll be going through today are just going to be things happening in the Boston area, in the next couple of days, months, etc. So we'll just kind of jump into it. So first here at Harvard, the Harvard Islam Society, and specifically the Anti-Islamophobia Network that Anwar mentioned, they have weekly meetings and where they, kind of keep students up to date about what's going on, provide resources, etc. They will be starting their meetings up again next semester, and you can sign up for their email updates to get more information. I should mention that all of these events and such are on the handouts that you have already received, right? They've already received them.
If they haven't gotten them, they're outside.
So they're outside on the table.
So all this information you'll be able to take with you, and you can get definitely contact the organizers if you have more specific questions about these events. Another action, so this is one that the ICCC, which is the Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center, with the help of GBIO, which is the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization, is putting together where we're trying to create networks of influential people from the Boston, Greater Boston, Massachusetts areas that can help us create conversations and leverage when we're talking to officials at Logan Airport, when talking to the governor's office, et cetera. I'm just trying to get people that can't be ignored, so heads of universities, heads of tech companies, et cetera, just to help us out in these conversations. So if you happen to know any of those really powerful people, we would love to get their contact information, have a meeting, and see if need to convince them to help, you know, be part of our advocacy. So we've talked a lot about surveillance and different programs that are troublesome and worrisome. A recent thing that has come up is IBM has joined up, I guess, with the Trump administration to learn about and help develop software tools and programs that promote the Trump administration's agenda to invade the rights and privacy of immigrants. So there's currently a petition that you can sign to tell IBM to, you know, stop supporting this development of software tools. And just to bring it back to Massachusetts, recently the Boston Police Department appealed to the city council to receive funding from to have these IBM surveillance programs. So this is happening. I mean, that hearing was like last week where they appealed to get these funds. So it's very pertinent and very relevant to right now. Again, and then there's a coalition of Myself of Care, the ASLU, Muslim Justice League, Families for Justice and Healing, Digital Fourth, and JBP that are combating all these different surveillance issues together. So things like body cameras, CDE, all these kind of surveillance-related policies. We've been working together for the past couple months, and we'll be hosting a teach-in to kind of update people on what we've been working on, what we'll be focusing on in the coming months. So we will be having that event December 19th, and we're having it in Roxbury. And so that'll be a really great way if you're really interested specifically on surveillance. To get more involved. The Safe Communities Act is very near and dear to my heart. It's the first piece of legislation that CARE has sponsored. And so the Safe Communities Act really focuses on protecting the civil rights, safety, and well-being of rural residents by drawing a clear line between immigration enforcement and public safety. And it will just ensure that our tax dollars can be used to deport immigrant families or create a Muslim registry. Like Rachel mentioned, it would just ensure that any city resources, so law enforcement money, etc., can't be used in case there's a deportation order or registry order. We talked about Dreamers. Tomorrow at Faneuil Hall, there's going to be a rally of sorts in response to just the recent DACA news that has come out this week. So that's tomorrow evening at Faneuil Hall. That's being organized by Mira. If you are interested in making phone calls to congresspeople about DACA, there is this really cool program at wearehereto stay.org where there are different stories of actual DACA recipients, and you can read their stories, enter your phone number, and then you'll automatically be connected to a congressperson, and you can tell the story of that specific DACA recipient. So that's a really cool program on there. Talking about TPS, Centro Presente will be having a rally on January 10th to, you know, they'll have people who are TPS holders and those greatly affected by it, just speaking and putting more pressure on the State House to pass the Safe Communities Act, which would help support. If you witness or are a victim of a hate crime or any sort of a harassment, there's, you know, different resources that you can go to. Here in Massachusetts handles faith-related hate crime harassment reportings. And then if you are, if there's one where it's more like race-based, then the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Economic Justice is a good resource to go to. And then finally, so I'm not going to ask for money. I'm kind of asking for money, but not really, so don't get me wrong. So we talk a lot about like Muslim registry and make sure it doesn't happen, etc. But the thing is, technically, the closest thing to a Muslim registry that exists right now is donor lists to mosques, organizations such as CARE and MJL. because obviously a lot of Muslims donate to these type of organizations, and so they're kind of like seen as like a list of people that the government can go to get just a list of a bunch of Muslims. So a way to negate that list from being used that way is to get a lot of people who aren't Muslims on that list. And so even if you just donate a dollar to these organizations, that negates, that makes this list more intertwined between Boston and Massachusetts in a way that just makes it useless as like a registry. So that's another thing. Again, really ask for money. It can be a dollar, it can be 50 cents. It doesn't really matter. Just want your list, your name on. I also want to make a quick plug. So CARE Massachusetts will be hosting Muslim Lobby Day on January 30th. We'll be celebrating the one-year anniversary of our huge Copley Square rally that came out. People at Copley Square, so if I can get like 10,000 to the State House, that'd be great. That's my goal. So if you're interested, please come out. We want to get as many young people there too as possible. It will be in the morning, and it is a work day, but if you just spare a couple hours and come support us, we'll be talking about Safe Communities Act and other important legislation that impacts Muslim communities. So thank you all. I hope you all leave out here.